Well, that tape ran out on us. As I was saying, we were on the back edge of the plateau, and that was the highest edge. It was quite high there, and we were on the highest point of that back edge, and it was steeper and rougher, and there's a picture of what the general area was like that we were sitting at. To mention a thing, the plateau apparently is an old volcano, and it's hollow in the center like most. It slopes downward to a level plain. This is a back view from the very top of our hotel to give you some idea of just how far we'd went. It was quite a distance. And also, if you look at the next slide, this is a slide taken from the top looking at the path close by. And as you can see, it's quite steep toward the end of the path. The first part was a gentle sloping uphill, but once you got close by, it was very windy and very steep. And then on our way back down, we were able to see some more things. This slide is of note because there was a monument along the path on the way up. We took a picture of that. And also carved in the rock to the left center is some Korean writing. We're not really sure what it means, but it's pronounced Tongwa Su. Perhaps it's someone named. Perhaps John loves Mary is an idea. And on the far background, there's a profile in the middle of some very distant cliffs, and that's known as the Man in the Mountain. A lot of people see faces in that particular profile of the mountain. We then went on and stayed in the sort of capital, or I guess it's the district center of Jeju-do. And it was a pretty burgeoning metropolis with tall buildings. However, there was a little shop, perhaps the equivalent to a 7-Eleven, Korean style, and it was in a traditional style building. There's a medical nurse sort of person dashing out of the tall office building that she was in to go across the way and perhaps to get a chuchuba, which are very popular in Korea. There are sticks about 1 inch in diameter and about a foot long that are filled with a sweet liquid, sugary liquid, that is frozen. And that's their equivalent of a popsicle, perhaps. And you, they're wrapped in plastic, or they come enclosed in plastic, and you cut off one end and push it out and bite it off. As you note, the roof is a heavy thatch roof held down by ropes, and the walls are built of stone and volcanic stones. With cement and mortar in between. We also traveled around the country a lot, and the beautiful countryside was the main thing that was nice about this trip. And they had a lot of traditional farmhouses, and this is a picture of a traditional farmhouse. The buildings tend to be low. They tend to have a lot of heavy thatch, which is well tied down with ropes. Apparently they get pretty bad storms on Jeju-do. I think most of the hurricanes that get up as far as Korea hit Jeju-do and are sent to either the east or west and bypass most of Korea, but they do hit Jeju-do, and so they're well prepared for severe storms. This is another view of a different house. You can notice that the walls are low and pretty thin. Don't look very substantial, and this was a typical house. The guide directed us to take pictures of one particular house, and I took a picture of it, of course. I also took a picture of this one, which I think was more typical of what we saw. It has a more rough and a more rough appearance. This is the house they wanted us to take pictures of. I think probably the guide paid a little bit to this particular family so that he could take pictures of their idealistically typical house. Another thing of interest about this particular house is the stovepipe, which comes up from the ground. In Korea, the heating system typically burns yeomtun, which is a mixture of coal dust and clay formed into bricks. When those are burned, they're normally burned in an ondol heating system, and ondol means that the exhaust from the flames go under the floor of the house, and the exhaust heat the floor directly. It's a somewhat dangerous system because if the floor leaks, then the people can easily be asphyxiated from carbon monoxide poisoning. This house has Ondahl heating. You can tell it because there's a stovepipe which comes up from floor level. On the other side of the house, just behind that stovepipe, would be a little pit where you put in a couple of Yantan bricks. And the bottom one lights the top one, and then when the bottom one is burned out, you put a new one on top of it. And remove the bottom one, of course. And then, of course, you put a plate over that, and when the plate's down, the fumes will, or the exhaust will go underneath the room, the one to the left, and up the stovepipe. Also, in this slide, there's that platform out in front of the house. When the weather's nice and it's particularly hot, that platform will become the meeting place, the living room / bedroom / everything of the entire family. And they will basically spend all their time sitting or lying out there where it's coolest and most comfortable. And they do a lot of things out there. They eat, they sit around and talk, sleep, dry things, lots of things. A lot of Korean houses have those out in front in the summertime. The next slide is something that was very typical of what we were going through. As we drove around, we saw an incredible number of scraggly bushes growing, and those were sesame seed bushes. And what they do is when they are ripe, they're cut down and in groups leaned up together in packets. I guess, leaned up together to dry. And so we saw great numbers of fields out like this. Then once they're dry, a canvas sheet is laid out, and you can see that in the toward the middle left of this slide. And they're beaten against the canvas until the seeds come loose and the stalk remains. The stalk is used for unknown purposes, and the sesame seeds are gathered together. Then they're either sold as seeds or they're crushed to make oil. And of course, sesame seed oil is a very common spice used in Oriental cooking. And most of the sesame seed oil used in Korea is grown on Jeju-do. In Korea, the scenery tends to not be very impressive. There is a lot of flat land. Well, I guess there's about half of Korea's flat land, which is all terraced so that it's perfectly flat. You can flood it for growing rice and intensely used for agricultural. And then the other half of the land is mountainous and only used to grow pine trees, which at this point, when we were there, weren't very tall because the Japanese had deforested all of Korea during the World War II. However, Jeju-do was different from that in that they had a lot of, I guess the contrast wasn't so extreme. They had some foothills and pretty beaches and generally a very scenic area, and they have waterfalls, and this is one waterfall which we were visiting. As we got closer up, you can see how large the waterfall is. Shortly after the waterfall, it goes out into the ocean, and there's Barbara standing nearby. This is a view from our second night stay in a hotel. Just out back of it, they had some impressive limestone cliffs. Off to our left is a bay which leads out to the ocean, and at the bottom of the cliff, there's a sort of river, and off to the right, the river goes on further until it comes to a waterfall. We visited the waterfall first thing in the morning that day and then went on elsewhere. From the second waterfall, we drove along the coastline. There were a group of about 15 of us, I think, and we got a whole nice new bus that held 40 people, so it was quite pleasant. we stopped at one honeymoon resort, which was had really impressive scenery, and this is one picture we took of the cliffs. It was just a gorgeous, gorgeous view. The next slide is of the waterfall that was just beneath our hotel. I just realized the order. The hotel that we stayed in the second night had the white cliffs and a small waterfall feeding into it. And this is the waterfall. It poured into a large pool from a man-made dam about a yard high, which kept the pool large, and then out into the ocean. And throughout our trip, we saw a lot of beautiful cliffs and beautiful scenery. This is another one from the second hotel. This is the view of the bay that you get from there.